I'd like to now hand over to His Royal Highness, the Duke of Cambridge.
Thanks, Alice. Good morning, everyone. As we heard in the video, football fans tend to be obsessed with physical health in the game. We can spend hours in the pub talking about the injuries holding back our club's top players. And those of us who like to play ourselves get pretty concerned about how we maintain our own fitness as we, say, get deeper into our 30s. Some of us share stories about those injuries we picked up in our youth, which, of course, were the only things that held us back from a very glittering career on the pitch. We wouldn't think twice to ask a mate how he was doing after he broke an arm or an ankle. And we wouldn't hesitate to talk about our routine at the gym, or even our need to make it a bit more regular. But when it comes to our mental health, we, and by we I mean men in particular, often have nothing to say at all. When we see a friend that looks down, too many of us don't know how to ask if he's okay. When we ourselves feel down, we are often ashamed to say we need help. And when we know we need help, we don't even know where to start. Just like physical health, we all have mental health. Every one of us will face setbacks in our lives, and every one of us will face challenges with our mental health as a result. The consequences of this silence, confusion, stigma, and even shame, have reached a crisis point in the UK. At its worst, it has led to appalling rates of suicide in this country, the leading cause of death for men under 45. Every day, failing to tackle mental health means that we are not reaching our potential at work. When you struggle in silence, you cannot give it your all. Failing to tackle our own mental health means that we're often unwittingly passing on our silent suffering to our children, who need us to take our mental health seriously, to play our full role as parents. Failing to tackle our mental health means it is undermining the success of our relationships and our friendships. And failing to tackle our mental health often has knock-on effects to how we care for our own physical health. When you don't feel well emotionally, you are much less likely to take care of yourself physically. We're here today to take a big step in shattering this silence. We're going to use one of the most powerful unifying forces in our society, football, to start the biggest ever conversation on mental health. Today we launch Heads Up, a new campaign run by the FA in partnership with Heads Together. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about how we got here. 3 years ago, Catherine, Harry and I launched the Heads Together campaign, building on the decades of tireless, brilliant work from campaigners and charities, such as Paul Farmer here and Mind, to challenge stigma on mental illness. We wanted to make it easier for people to start a conversation about mental health with a friend, a partner, a parent, co-worker, or a medical professional. All of us have seen the consequences of unaddressed mental health issues in our charity work. For my part, I had seen in homelessness that so many of the people who end up sleeping rough were in need of mental health support. And when my first call out as a HEMS air ambulance pilot was to a male suicide, I saw just how desperate these issues could become. We decided to use the UK's biggest charity event, the London Marathon, to start a national conversation on mental health. In the process, millions of people across the country got talking. We were incredibly proud of what we achieved with our partners. The way we think and talk about these issues has changed dramatically. And since that first campaign phase, Catherine, Harry, Megan and I have focused on providing help for people to have conversations on mental health wherever they are. So far, we've launched programs for schools, for the military, and for the workplace. Last week, the Royal Foundation unveiled its biggest ever investment by backing Shout, a new text-based service that will allow anyone to connect with trained counsellors through their phone.